talking about defeating discouragement. Before the service, Sam showed me the slide that he found. I was like, wow, that one fits it pretty good. And it's like the discouraged guy, and then the shadow has even has boxing gloves on. I was like, it is true. You can find anything on the internet. Defeating discouragement. Psalm 42, verse 5, it says, why art thou cast down, O my soul? And why art thou disquieted in me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him for the help of his countenance. And let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, please be with us this evening for a few moments as we look at a portion of your word. Lord, please encourage us. Please be with us. Help us, Lord, no matter what we're facing. Lord, help us to keep pressing forward. And Lord, please help us to remember that with your help, we can defeat discouragement. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. As far as discouragement, defeating discouragement. And I don't know what it is. Seemingly ever since the coronavirus and the lockdown and, you know, things like that, it seems like people, they're edgy. You know, they seem to be coming out of it some, I guess, but it seems like there's just part of it you still have a little bit of an edge to you. You know, I find it in myself. I know it's hard to believe. I'm always looking for a good reason to honk my horn. And you drive around town and it's not hard. And, you know, that's not hard. I left to go pick up Sam I live on a curve, and I left, and the next street over, I got around the curve almost to that street, and it was a woman. She come down the road, and she didn't even stop. She didn't even look. The street kind of comes in an angle, and she just pulled. I don't like that noise. Give me the ice cream truck. And they pulled. She didn't even look. So I honked because I wanted to make sure she knew I was there. And it was one of those, you know how they do. When they know they did, you know, when it was like, when they know it was all on them. Women, guys or girls, it don't matter. They just play it off like, what? Brother Brad, I didn't even get the, oh, sorry, you know. As far as being a little edgy or discouraged, you know, you don't have to look too far to be discouraged nowadays. If you say, well, I'm going to find something to be discouraged about, hey, turn on the news. You know, and you don't, guess what? You don't even have to sit through the whole program. I mean, there's just so many things that's going on. You know, really, no matter what party affiliation you are, there's some things going on now that are just crazy. Now, you mentioned back at the election, I quit watching the news for a while. And I kind of trying to balance it with seeing what's going on, not getting wrapped up into it too much. Try to make sure what I should do is put my blood pressure cuff on and then, you know, and then watch the news and it's like, have it like, you know, beep. And then it's like, okay, enough news there. But the thing is, being discouraged nowadays is not hard at all. Quite the contrary. Being encouraged anymore sometimes is hard to do. But you know what? We can defeat discouragement as Christians. You know, and we all know, and I'm getting ahead of myself, but it's not in our own power. But we have access to the power that we need to defeat discouragement. We're going to look at a few things we need as far as discouragement. We're going to see first that we need to don't give in to discouragement. Don't give in to discouragement. James 4:7 says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. We need to not give in to discouragement. So many today, they give in and give up for any reason. any reason at all. So it's like you wonder how in the world they can even use that, you know, whatever it is. You wonder how they can use that as an excuse. Are you kidding? But they'll give up for any reason at all. And yet we as Christians, we need to not give in to discouragement. You know, we need to, so many people they lack self-control anymore. You know, it seems more that way now, but, you know, that was before too. It was, years ago I knew people that had, didn't have any control of their emotions. And the thing is, we need, with God's help, we need to determine that we're not going to give in to discouragement. And I've said it before, and it bears saying again, the fact that in with your job or different things you're involved in, we'll put up with a lot of stuff. We'll put up with what we call in the Midwest, you'll put up with a lot of grief, you know. Well, I need that job. So I'll put up with this and that and the other and being hassled by coworkers and, you know, being mistreated by the boss and all these different things. And we'll just say, well, that's just part of work. That's just how business is. We'll explain it away and just keep going. We don't like it, but we'll be determined to keep going. But when it comes to the things of God, I think we mentioned, when churches were closed down with the COVID, and especially other states where it was a lot worse than what we dealt with. You know, there was a high percentage of folks that they basically used that time that churches were closed to say, you know what, I'm not going back. It's like the government closed down the churches, and then you just, us Christians that are, being persecuted for all these different things. You know, we in America, we think we're so mistreated, which I'm not. Them closing the churches, don't get me started. But the thing is, they use that as an excuse to quit coming to church all over the country. Well, they let that discouragement, they give into it. But we need to be determined that we don't give in to discouragement. Not only that, we need to not give out with discouragement. Don't give out. Psalm 105, verse 2, talk ye of all his wondrous work. You know what would encourage us if we start talking about how good God is to us? And yes, there are many things around that would discourage us. But you know what? When we start talking about the goodness of God, you know what? That'll encourage us. It'll take it takes work to switch over, because what is the old flesh, the old nature? It wants to, poor mouth and whine about our situation and whatever it is that's irritating us at that moment. But you know what? If we start talking positive, start talking about God's goodness, that'll help you. It'd be hard to be discouraged when you start talking about how good God's been to you and start listing the things that he's done for you lately. You know, some people are so negative. We've all met them. You know, maybe you work with a few of them. Maybe, probably over the years you've all met some of them in different churches. But you know, they're just so negative. They're not happy unless they're unhappy. You know, and the thing is, it's silly. But the fact, I mean, that truly is. I mean, I've met some people that you can tell they get excited when there's something to be unhappy about. I don't understand it. I met Christians that way. And man, they'll just. You know, they'll suck all the energy out of you. And I don't understand. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that every day is just sunshine and roses, because it's not. There are days that it's hard to get out of bed. There are days when you just think, will this ever end? But the thing is, to go around and just be so negative all the time, where it's like, quite frankly, no one wants to be around you. You know, that we ought not be that way. We need to be positive. And like I said, you may say, oh, well, Pastor, you say we need to be positive. Well, I remember, you were a little down in the dumps, the other day. You were last week I was limping around. I got some, the doctor still got appointments with me, but he gave me Celebrex or something. He gave me something to help me with it. I don't know what it does, but it seems to help my knee not hurt so bad. So I'm thankful for that. I don't know what else he's going to do to it. But the idea that, you say, well, you were limping around and you didn't have a smile on your face. Well, that's true. But the thing is, we all have those days. But we need to work at being positive. When it comes to the things of God, we have so many things that we can talk about that are positive. There are a lot of things to be negative about. But if we start, as Christians, start thinking and talking about what God's done for us, that truly will help us defeat discouragement. That'll be a help. We need to be optimistic. I remember, you like being around those folks. I do. I'm sure you do. And like I said, especially nowadays, there's so much discouragement. You find somebody that's positive and upbeat, and you know what? They're you know who they are. I think I've said it before. You know who they are. You're thinking of somebody. There's a fellow. It works in the trade. He's the distributor for a cabinet line in Montobles. You know what I'm talking about. His name's Kenny. And he comes in and I've been there sometimes and I've seen him at the contractor luncheons and things like that. And we've seen him in the store while we were working in there. And this fella, he'll come in when he comes in, he like brightens up the place. And he came in, and there was one time he came in, and he might not have been quite as energetic, but he was still cheerful. And when he talks to you, he tries to be an encouragement. And to come to find out, he was that way while he was dealing with cancer. This fellow had cancer, and he was still able to work and make his rounds at least for a part of the time. And he was still that encouragement. And it's like, I don't know if he's a Christian. I'm not sure. But he's one of those people that you meet him and he's like, it's like, you know what? He kind of brightened up your day. You know what? And that's how we as Christians should be. You know, everyone's having a hard time. You say, well, I'm having a hard time and they're not. You know what? You don't know what they're going through. You don't have to look too far. You all know it. You don't have to know someone too awful well to know that something that they're dealing with. But we need to be positive. We can defeat discouragement. Not only that, we can defeat discouragement. Don't get down from discouragement. Don't get down from discouragement. Psalm 3:3, but thou, O Lord, the lifter of my head. He'll lift you up. You know, you'll be prone to discouragement when you don't bother reading God's word and you don't bother talking to him on a daily basis. But he'll lift you up. He'll encourage you. If we spend time in His Word, and like I said before, looking for some of those passages to be encouraged by, and talking to Him and telling Him what you're dealing with. He knows, but you can talk to Him. You know, there's not very many people that want to hear about your problems. You know, in the way, you know, because why they want you to be quiet so they can tell you their problems, and the fact that but you know what, we can take our problems to the Lord. He's there for you. We need to have faith. You know, we need to turn to God, believing that He'll help you. You know, so many, the world and some of God's children, they'll turn to alcohol. They'll turn to drugs. They'll turn to all kinds of destructive behavior. Unfortunately, some of them turn to suicide. But you know what? We have someone we can turn to. You know, the thing is, well, I would never turn to those things. I would never, go out and get drunk or do drugs or commit suicide. But you know what? You know, we don't know what we could be capable of. You know, and you know, we might not be better than that, but we have something better than that. We can turn to Him. He has what you need. As we know, in those folks might... tonight they might go out and get drunk and try to forget their problems, but their problems will be there tomorrow. If we turn to God, He's there for us. We need to not get down from discouragement. We need to be faithful. And not only that, we need to remember, don't give up through discouragement. Don't give up through discouragement. You know, when we start becoming self-centered, that makes us easy prey. You know, you start thinking, woe is me, and start focusing on what you're dealing with, and start focusing on your problems, and that's all you see. You know, and that makes it easy for Satan. Was it the story of someone that was a little kid, I believe, that looked up at the sun, and then, you know, and took the coin and said, you know, this is big, you know, kept bringing it closer and closer and closer. All they could see was that coin. He's like, you know what, that coin's bigger than the sun is. You know why? Because all they were doing is focusing on that coin. And the thing is, when we start focusing on our problems and to the point where that's all we see, you know, then we start feeling sorry for ourselves. Then we start becoming self-centered. But you know what? We need to realize, like I said before, there are others that are going through problems. And here's another a little nugget of wisdom. You don't have to look too far before you find, if you're looking, to find someone that's going through bigger problems than you are. Now, we really don't want to admit that. You know, it's like, well, because you don't understand. Here's my problem. And you know what? And it's the biggest thing because, you know, like the little kid, look how big it is. Well, that's all we see. We need to not be self-centered. And we need to start looking to help all those around us, helping our brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to help witness to the lost and tell them about Jesus while there's still time. We need to focus on being a blessing to others. So we need to not give in to discouragement. We need to have determination. We need to not give out through discouragement. We need to have optimism. We need to stay faithful, and we need to not give up we need to be selfless. And all those things we need God's help with. But the good news is, in all those things, we have God's help to help us. God's there to help us through, with all those things. He'll help us to be determined, to be optimistic, to be faithful, to stay faithful to Him, and to be selfless, and have a desire to be a blessing to others. Yes, it's not an easy thing to say we're going to defeat discouragement, but with God's help, we surely can. I guess it kind of comes down to what are we going to do? What are you going to do? Are you going to just go around being defeated and be discouraged? Or are you going to, with God's help, defeat the discouragement and be an encourager to others? Really, it comes down to your decision. But with God's help, we can have the victory over discouragement.